You're listening to SBS News.
Dengue fever is a mosquito-borne disease that infects hundreds of millions of people each year. Researchers say cases are increasing, partly due to higher temperatures. Dr. Vin Bui is from Southern Cross University.
From 300 to 400 million infections annually, that costs billions of dollars per year. The problem is getting worse due to the global warming phenomenons, along with the rapid urbanizations and human mobilities all around the world.
Dr. Bui is part of a project that's developed what's being described as a highly sophisticated forecasting tool for dengue fever, which will enable communities to take precautions up to 3 months before outbreaks occur.
So if you can incorporate the early warning system into the current routine practice, so we can help the local health practitioner to conduct the proactive intervention rather than the reactive intervention that they are doing now.
That reactive intervention involves spraying insecticide after outbreaks have occurred. Associate Professor Dong Fung from the University of Queensland says a highly sophisticated computer model will be trialled in Vietnam's Mekong Delta early next year, with the hope of providing communities with advance warning of outbreaks. He says the computer model contains a huge amount of information.
All the climatic information like rainfall, temperatures, humidity, plus historical case data, and process it with advanced statistical and artificial intelligence model.
He says the trial aims to reduce case numbers by up to 25%.
We target to reduce from 16 to 25% of dengue cases if we use the early warning system and proactive interventions compared with the current routine practice.
Another researcher involved in the trial is Professor Dan Weinberger from the Yale School of Public Health. He regards Vietnam as a test case and hopes the model can be adapted to other countries.
The type of data that we're bringing here, I think, is available in many other countries in the region. I think it would need some validation using historical data to ensure that the models that we're using in Vietnam are also the optimal models to use in the other countries. But I think that, you know, our hope is that, you know, this is a test case for, you know, an approach that can be sort of deployed elsewhere in the region. And, you know, there's really a lot of interest in these types of early warning systems in the dengue field now. And so hopefully we'll become a model for others to follow.
Greg Diet, SBS News.